Carn Day with Susan Allen from the Dairy Max organization. Susan, let's talk a little bit about, as we get into 2015, it's a good time to think about some of the things going on behalf of dairy farmers through the checkoff work. Dairy Max, of course, is one of those organizations that carry out that work on behalf of producers.
Right. In 1983, the Dairy Checkoff was created. And so that helps us do many things on their behalf, including telling their story to consumers that don't understand farming, and talking about nutrition and health and why dairy is milk and milk products are important in our diets.
Now, Dairy Max is one of several groups from around the country. They're all kind of based on geography, representing different parts of the country, working in different specific parts of the country.
Right. We're considered regional, and so we cover central and western Oklahoma, all of Texas, all of New Mexico, and a little part of southwest Kansas. So that's our region and where we focus. And some of the areas we focus in, we work with dairy farmers, again, to help them tell their story. Consumers want to hear from farmers, and they're their best spokespeople. So we help train them and get them comfortable with talking about their story. We also work in school marketing, helping schools get kids healthier meals. If we focus on breakfast, a milk is served with every breakfast, and half of the kids in this country aren't eating breakfast, and that impacts a lot of things. There are hungry kids that aren't eating breakfast, plus it impacts their ability to set and learn, and programs like Fuel Up to Play 60 help kids get others to be eating breakfast. And then we focus on health and wellness, talking about lactose intolerance and other things that are barriers to dairy consumption, talking about the nutrient value, that there are 9 essential nutrients in milk and dairy products. So those are some of the ways that we work in our region on behalf of dairy farmers to help them tell their story and the great story of milk.
I know one of the things that you're really excited about right now that you've been doing for a little while anyway has been this effort to try to get milk into the homes of families that need that extra help on hand.
Right, and it's called the Great American Milk Drive. And what that is doing, if you take a step back, in Oklahoma, 1 in 6 Oklahomans are hungry, but 1 in 4 children in Oklahoma are at risk for being hungry, which, if you really think about it, that means going to the refrigerator and there's nothing there. There's not milk there, and there's not milk there most days of the year. In fact, the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma, they say, tell us that people that get food from the food bank get about 1 gallon of milk per person per year. So 1 gallon of milk per year. So there's a nutrient gap there that we can help fill. So the Great American Milk Drive helps people like you and me make at least a $5 donation. It generates a coupon that goes back to your local food bank or to your local pantry. And then the folks that need it can go get that coupon, go to their local store, grab a gallon of milk that was from a local, closest dairy farmer to them. So it's it drills down to a very local way that we can help Oklahomans who need it the most fill their glasses with milk and their cereal bowls with milk.
And literally, this is a way to try to give that helping hand. And the Regional Food Bank just cannot handle fresh milk otherwise.
Right, and they do take milk donations. They have refrigeration, but people don't donate milk. It's hard, it's bulky, it's challenging to do. But this is a great way. You can just go online, milklife.com/give, and use your credit card, and that's how, your zip code is how it comes back local. Make a $5 or even higher donation, and then it's all through couponing, where then the folks that need it, there's some dignity there in that they can go purchase a fresh gallon of milk. They're not getting milk that's about to expire or that kind of thing. So it is a very easy way, because people don't typically donate gallons of milk because of the challenges. So we've taken out those challenges, and working with the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma, and you look at 704 gallons of milk have been donated in Oklahoma, which is about $3,000, which is awesome. But when you look on the website and see how far we are behind other states, that bothers me, because we're the 5th hungriest state in the nation. So I think we can do better, but it's going to take all of us to focus on that nutrient gap, that they're not getting milk and they so desperately ask for milk.
Right. One other area, interesting. We've got some major players stepping in and seeing milk as a beverage that they want to be involved in, specifically Coca-Cola. And it's now out. Tell me, you know, what this is an interesting concept that they've come up with.
It is Fairlife Milk. You may have heard about it, and I brought you some here today. You'll have to tell us what you think about it. Is a partnership with Coca-Cola, and so it has 50% more protein. It has no sugar. They've taken, you know, they've kind of separated the components of milk and then put them back how they want them. It's more expensive, but it's really aimed toward a niche market, to people that want more protein, kind of trendy. So, you know, try it. Give it a try. It tastes good. And it is, you know, we want choices. Consumers want choices, and dairy needs to have choices, too, for people. And then, you know, you can for sure get the three servings that you need no matter what choice you make.
That's right. I guess what this is more of an active lifestyle person they're going after.
Right. It is. And, you know, people with a little bit more discretionary spending available to them. And I brought chocolate and white milk for you to try today. It tastes good. It's real creamy. Try it. Try it yourself. See what you think.